WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington on what is now day three of the government shutdown. The effects are radiating out across the country, including Philadelphia, as we hear from KYW's News Radio's Matt Coughlin.
Independence Hall is shut down. Carpenters Hall is closed. Visitors tried to get shots of the Liberty Bell through a smudgy window during a second day of the third government shutdown during a Trump presidency. Shirley Santiago and her family came from Hawaii to visit Philadelphia.
We came all the way here to see the Liberty Bell. But we were just told we can't get into the Independence Hall because of the shutdown.
Santiago says she's disappointed by the shutdown, but she's worried about the budget cuts.
As a healthcare worker, I'm really concerned about the Medicaid and Obamacare being cut off.
Matt Coughlin for CBS News, Philadelphia.
The Senate will try to push through a short-term budget bill today, but nothing is expected to pass. In Los Angeles County, flames lit up the night sky after an explosion at the El Segundo Chevron refinery. Austin Ma was nearby.
They do like these controlled flames, but this time it was like clearly like actually like a lot taller, like hundreds of feet tall. And the gas was like, I couldn't smell anything. It just started getting really hard to breathe all of a sudden.
El Segundo Mayor Chris Pimentel says there is currently no issue with the air quality. No injuries have been reported. On the eve of his sentencing today on prostitution-related charges, Sean Diddy Combs sent a letter to the judge saying he is a new man and asking for mercy. More from CBS News New York's Alice Gaynor.
The defense says they plan to have four members of their legal team address the judge. Sean Diddy Combs himself is expected to address the judge. And they filed a court document that says they plan to play a 15-minute video before the judge hands down his sentence.
Major League Baseball's wild card playoff round is set.
Three of the four series came down to a deciding third game.
This one is popped up, McMahon. And the Yankees have completed step one on their way back to a World Series.
ESPN's Carl Ravitch says the New York Yankees beat the Red Sox 4-0. Earlier, Detroit beat the Guardians in Cleveland. The Cubs topped the Padres in Chicago. New York meets Toronto in the division series. The Tigers meet Seattle in the next round. The Cubs go north to Milwaukee, while the Dodgers meet the Phillies. All four series start Saturday. Peter King, CBS News.
Taylor Swift's newest era began at midnight Eastern Time.
Take a skate on the ice inside.
Her 12th album, Life of a Showgirl, was released along with merchandise and a movie. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline, 800-305-6762. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-305-6762 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. That's 800-305-6762 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-305-6762.
CBS's Deborah Rodriguez tells us about a book for people who like to multitask.
Now you can ward off vampires while you read.
I'm not dead, am I?
No, I'm not dead. Not yet.
Just in time for Halloween, author Jennifer Armentrout's teamed up with Hellman's for a new edition of her best-selling romantic fantasy, The Primal of Blood and Bone. The one-of-a-kind book is printed with garlic aioli-infused ink to repel the tome's bloodthirsty craven monsters. Anyone who buys a copy at Armentrout's bookstore, Miss Willa's, in Charlestown, West Virginia, gets a free craven-proof bottle of the Mayo Maker's new aioli variety. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Excavators found $1 million in treasure from an old Spanish shipwreck off a stretch of Florida known as the Treasure Coast. The salvage company says the treasure includes more than 1,000 silver and gold coins lost at sea during a hurricane in 1715. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
It is going to be another warm one today. Fall temperatures will return eventually. I think next week we will be quite a bit cooler, but today mostly sunny, 85 this afternoon, 65 tonight, sunshine, 83 tomorrow. We'll get to 81 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
I'm Park to Ives Groves. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Well, since she put me down, I've been up doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But why do you look so fine?
Look so
and
fine.
I know it wouldn't take much time for you to help me run, help me get her out of my heart. Run, help me run, help, help.
And here I'll stay.
stay. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Today's big deal of the day. Don't let the cold slow you down. Keep moving at Studio OXO, Racine's premier dance studio for adults and teens. Studio OXO offers a fun, welcoming space to stay active, energized, and confident all year long. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the big deals banner and purchase $75 gift certificates for just $30. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Powered by Friendship Fun and manager Murph's Pocket Pancakes, the Milwaukee Brewers have a new franchise regular season record of 97 wins. Congratulations.
Unreal.
Now it's on to the postseason.
The summer of Sal. Maybe the fall of Freeland.
Catch all the action on your station for the Brewers in October. 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. Streets below, on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. I am a rock, I am an island. I built walls and fortress deep and mighty that friendship, friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock, I am an island. Don't talk of love. Feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock, I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my womb, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island. And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Put us on this reservation.
took away our ways of life. The tomahawk and the bow and knife took away our native tongue and taught their English to our young. We made by hand on our days made in Japan. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live. Locked us on this reservation. Though I wear a shirt and tie, I'm still part red man deep inside. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. But maybe someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return, will return.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on WRJN. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us. Our goal for the green and gold sponsors are Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind.
someone. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way.
Thank you. gentle ballroom queen in reverse. She tried to take me upstairs for a ride. She had to pee me right across her shoulder. 'Cause I just can't seem to drink you off my mind. He's a honky tonk blues. Give me the honky tonk blues. I laid a divorce in New York.
For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits, too, on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and, of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And, of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Can't you remember the way
CBS News Brief. Sean Combs faces 11 years in prison when he's sentenced on prostitution conviction today. CBS New York's Ali Bauman.
Combs' former stylist testified against him, spoke with CBS Mornings.
I hope that the sentence is enough for the victims to get some peace.
The rap mogul submitted a last-minute letter to the judge pleading for mercy and vowing never to commit a crime again. Day three of the government shutdown and no sign of compromise. Senate Majority Leader John Thune.
We're asking
asking Democrats to do nothing more than pass a clean, nonpartisan bill to fund the government for a few more weeks.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
After the White House meeting on Monday, we've seen behavior by the president that is unserious and unhinged.
Firefighters outside L.A. are battling the massive flames of a fire at a Chevron oil refinery. Austin Ma is in El Segundo.
It just started getting really hard to breathe all of a sudden.
So far, no injuries reported and no word on the cause. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.